There you go.
Okay.
Why everybody get silent?
What's the name of this though?
Sipping wine.
Okay. Hey you guys, how you doing? This is a, I guess what, a little woman to woman, girl chat or something called.
This is Inside a Woman's Mind while we sip our wine.
Our thoughts.
What?
Conversations.
Yes.
Everything.
Inside. The tea. You want to know what we be talking about? This is where you find out.
Okay. So, basically, I'm going to do a quick introduction. I'm going to introduce myself. My name is Tanaja. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina now. I've been here for about 7 years. And I'm in cosmetology school, and that's where we all met. So,
and I'm Alyssa. I'm from New Jersey. I lived in Charlotte since 2006. I went to school here. Johnson C. Smith. Me and my Golden Bulls watching. I'm a mother to a 5-year-old boy who's a handful. And I'm also in cosmetology school. That's where we all met. And, you know, we just here to have fun, talk about whatever comes to our mind. Because we do it on a regular anyway, so why not get to sharing what we be talking about and thinking about with the rest of the world.
My name is Breon, but I don't answer to that name. I just go by Bri. I am from South Carolina, good old country girl. And I moved to Rock Hill because I went to Winthrop University. And I just recently moved to Charlotte like 2 years ago. Big family and friend-oriented person. Don't do men like that. Y'all gonna find that out.
Okay.
Because I can't with the men. Anyway.
Yeah.
But this girl right here, she done already graduated from cosmetology school. She left us.
I miss y'all though. I don't even know what y'all. I really don't do my life no more. Seriously.
Here.
Come visit us.
That's all I do for real though.
But it's like different.
School, that's all I do is here. But it's like I've been with y'all for 2 years. We've been together for like 2 years, and it's like after graduating, I miss them so much. Y'all just don't know. So.
I remember when I first seen Bri, and I had not when I first seen her, but like we was in class and we had to set up to do something. I think
We was in our first curriculum with Bri.
Yeah,
right?
We was in chemical.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's my last one. Song?
Yeah,
I think that's my last one.
And we was setting up, and I know Tanaja, she had went to our spot in the back. You know, our little secluded area there.
Yeah, y'all. They wasn't messing with us.
But I was like,
well,
but
okay,
no,
I'm good into that. But yeah, okay. They was in their own world, y'all.
But so I was like, I didn't know Tanaja was really feeling me like that. I know she was like cool, but I was like, I don't want to be like, you know, sweating her.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I ain't going to go back there to
yeah, because she didn't come back.
So
the first
I went
time.
And I set up over there in the front, and then Bri came and sat next to me or whatever. I remember that.
And then Bri looked like,
and
when?
Then the next day, Tanaja was like, why you ain't come back there with me, boo? And I was like, okay, well, I'll be back there forever.
Because, look, we was in orientation together as well. And, you know, like, I might not look. You know how they say New York people, oh, we standoffish, or we don't know how to make friends and stuff like that. But that's just not me. You get what I'm saying? Like, and when I seen her, I was like, you always remind me of me. Like, when we in school, I swear to
God.
Her
twins. I call her Tanaja.
All day in school.
So
like, but it's just, like, something about her that kind of drew me to her as well. So I was like, you know, we came in together.
People
why
playing.
You ain't back there with us? Like, I don't even know. I don't even know why, because I had this thing in my head where I was like, I'm going to go. I'm not here to make no friends. I'm just coming to handle my business and do this. But I really can say, like, I had opened up out of my shell with being in cosmetology school.
Honestly, I think I told y'all this already. Being in cosmetology school with y'all has, like, boosted my self-esteem a lot. Like, my self-esteem be low, but then I got to, like, average when I was at school. But then, like, leaving, like, with y'all. Like,
aww.
It for real, it boosted, like, it boosted
boo
a
bad.
Lot.
Boo bad.
Yeah. Y'all don't even know what she's sitting on.
And that's what I love. That's what I loved about, like, our class, the advanced students. Like, we all got along so well. It was like,
family.
It was like a bunch of sisters or something like that. Like, even with our teacher.
Yeah.
No matter,
our
like,
teachers.
Like, even when we have fallen out.
Yeah, issues, fall disagreements, we all kind of still come together.
And we don't cross the disrespectful line.
Yeah.
You know, you can have a falling out because...
It's
not real. It's not real. If you ain't never, like, get on each other's nerves,
cause we,
that ain't nobody you should be around.
We had our issues.
Ain't perfect. Yeah, girl. We are really, like, sisters. This is really my little sister, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all that right now. This
we
my
done
little
bump
sister.
Heads
yes,
plenty of times.
Plenty of times, but we... as adults, you can understand that, okay, we didn't see eye to eye, but we talked about it every time.
But it's like on top of that, like we work good together. Yeah. Like you would think it was actually so long we was in, how well we worked together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not no catty stuff going on, but I did want to actually touch on like cosmetology school and people thinking that it's not a real degree.
Topic of the day. What's the topic of today?
Well, we're going to talk about what cosmetology school and maybe some of our experiences and what people think it is, what it really is, and basically like letting people know that we put our work in, we learn a lot. It's a lot of book work.
Absolutely. Like, I'm telling you, when I start cosmetology school, I'm thinking I was going to go there and just strictly do hair. When the book came from me, I was like, what?
That big ass book.
I was like, what? Like, it's really going to be schoolwork?
Yeah, you got to know that like, terminology.
Yo, cosmetology is chemistry. Yeah. I ain't going to lie. It's straight
chemistry. It's chemistry in every chapter. It's a science. Chemistry. It's an anatomy.
You said anatomy.
Yeah, they got anatomy in
there. Yo, you know what? While we talk about it, I'm going to talk about the funniest day at cosmetology. What? The day Tanisha asked me, what I do? Yeah, Tanisha asked me, she said, good night.
It was daytime.
Instead of saying hello, good night.
Listen, you know what I mean? I'm tired. I've been at work all day. I'm tired.
We did fashion shows. We did a lot of stuff.
Yes, and go check that out on my YouTube. I'll leave the link in the description bar. But we definitely did like a lot of fashion shows. And
like you wouldn't even know we was that creative, so
I'll get into it a little briefly because we're actively in cosmetology school. She graduated. She want to go in, she could go in. But I just want to say one thing. We got a show coming up, I guess.
I'm not participating in that.
No, we're going to touch on this briefly. I don't like how it just was like, okay, y'all got to wear red, white, and blue or something for the show. May the best class win.
What
are you talking about? I'm like on a mannequin head? Like, what the hell
this
was
doing? This was Charlamanda, wasn't it?
Oh, no, wait, hold up. No, it wasn't.
Charlamanda.
Cut.
The Pokemon. The Pokemon, that's exactly.
No, she don't come here no more.
Oh, she don't?
You talking about Pikachu?
I'm talking about it was both of them.
It was her.
It was her and the new one. And yeah, they just, I understand, okay, don't get it twisted, I do understand that they trying to give us something fun to do and implement, but if we're gonna be the ones doing it, and if we're gonna be the ones doing it, I think you need to get some ideas and stuff from us and see what we don't even know what you're talking about.
That's just like the last fashion show, we had everything put together this coming, oh, we doing this
right
in a week before.
Yeah. But at least, I don't
but
know.
But this was like, this was literally like just Thursday. Like,
and then it wasn't an axe. It was just,
it Wednesday or Thursday?
It was like Thursday.
And this will be Monday?
Tuesday.
And then it wasn't, I still don't know what we're doing. Not even trying to be funny. She said red, white, something. I said, do you doing this on a mannequin? I was confused. Like, I don't know. Then she going to say made the best class
first
win.
Of all, this ain't made the best class win. And the one that's
it's her class. So it's like,
they don't even got five students.
I ain't doing nothing though.
I'm like, I'm watching because I don't know what's going on.
They only got five students.
Oh, they got dropped.
Oh yeah, still down with me. Yeah.
No, so, they just don't come.
That's sad.
Well, basically, we're ready to graduate though. Me and Alyssa, we came in on the same day, but I know I'm positively graduating after her. Like, I gotta go off back on vacation again.
you about to graduate in December
hours,
with that vacation.
That's another thing with college.
They messed up. Seriously, but with these hours, I feel like it's not fair. They count Fridays against us. They used to count Fridays against me.
They do count Fridays, but then they retract it because if I look at my.
But you know, even when I graduated, it said my graduation date was June 9th. And I was out of there.
After Friday, it say I'm graduating like September 24th. But then if I wait and go for like a couple of days, then it'll go back down. By like Thursday, it'll go back down to where it was. So it'll count. I think they count like, I don't know. They might count Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I feel like they do, honestly, because they'd be pushed out like 3 days.
For one day.
Missing one day. Yeah.
So it all works on, basically, it works on hours. So, it's not because you started this day, you finished this day. It's if you take a day off, you got to make up them hours. Mm-hmm. So, it keep prolonging the time that you're in school. So before you know it, you're doing.
But them Saturday school helps, like, especially the tennis.
When we got it back now.
You got it back?
Well, Miss Johnson's going to start them back. We trying to find
it. She come back Monday?
She came back already.
Oh.
She came back Tuesday.
Oh, I didn't know. Mm-hmm.
We had her back already. So, yeah. So, basically, like, cosmetology school is everything. What is it? It's nails.
Hair, nails.
Aesthetics.
Skincare. You know, cutting, coloring, learning how
chemicals.
To properly do a relaxer.
Properly.
But I ain't gonna lie, that the proper way really, really works.
Yeah. Like, it do.
Yes.
It do. When you learn the proper way of doing things, it is so much better.
I would keep
that's
it
what
with
I
me.
That's one thing I would say. When I came to cosmetology school, only thing I was a braider. I didn't know all the other stuff. But like now, like just learning the fundamentals.
Yeah.
Especially like being in pre-salon, I'd be like killing stuff now.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't have killed in the beginning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's definitely just learning how to properly do a relaxer and then learn the difference between a relaxer and a perm. That's really big.
And you know one thing I learned too, like sectioning and doing like your base and like, you know, you do four sections and stuff like that. Like when you actually section and do your partings and stuff, that makes a big difference in the style. I realized that too.
It does.
And not putting it directly on the scalp.
Yeah.
Doing that last, going back, working it in.
Mm-hmm.
Every person that say, oh, my scalp burn when I get relaxers or... They never had that issue.
I don't have that issue. I've been asking my clients, like, are you okay?
This is the first relaxer I ever had that didn't burn.
Yeah. Y'all, before I came to college inside of school, when I used to work the relaxers through, I used to be combing. Like, combing.
Oh sis was
combing the scalp?
Scalp.
Not still. I wasn't going
but
on
she
the scalp,
though.
But I was, like, combing it through, you know?
And then they probably already had a relaxer. That's when the overprocessing go in because you're not supposed to take it down every
time. And then, especially when you get to the part where you're not putting it strictly, like you just put it like, what, 1/4? Like when the heat push the...
It's a half inch
from the scalp.
Right. A half inch from the scalp.
So, yeah, cosmetology school is really, really a lot. We got to go to Raleigh to take the...
The state board.
The
written is not 100 questions. It's 150.
Stop. Oh, my God.
You said it
now
was
just
a 120.
Gave me a headache.
Oh, yeah, that.
Girl, I mean, I had no
30 more
questions.
Y'all, this is new 120. To me. Like,
but
I
heard
take
that
mines. I made my last payment.
An educator told me, well, she said to the class that the test, the written test, is either going to be 30% nails and then a mixture of everything else, 30% skin, and a mixture of everything
like
else,
that.
Or 30% electricity?
I didn't get that much electricity, but they did ask me, like, they asked me something about the longest wavelength. That stuff.
Yeah.
But that's in skincare.
Yeah. That's what she was saying. Like, it'll be 30%, like, it'll be majority. You'll see a lot of questions about either one of those.
I felt like mine was a big mixture, though. I can't say that it was 30% something.
She said as long as
you
know all
of
those, you'll be good.
I would say mine was mostly skincare, to be honest with you.
And I know Shamir had mostly nails. That's what she told me.
And Chanel,
like,
just,
you never know what to expect. Chanel won't even give no kind of information on what to
Anyways.
We love Chanel, y'all.
She sent me this picture after I did her hair on Tuesday. She sent me a picture the next day talking about some look at this puff.
What happened?
And then she was smiling.
So
I'm going to show y'all.
I was like, oh, so you going to book a list and get booked? Oh, okay. She said, well, I got enough hair to go around.
I did want to
touch on another topic a little bit while we were talking. Cosmetology school is good and all that. You heard our background, what we like and stuff like that.
But more to us than that.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch on one more topic for the night. And yes, it got something to do with men, and we're not men bashers.
No.
So let's get that out there.
She might be.
Listen, somebody got... Nah, but listen.
I'm still a little bitter right now, that's all.
Right. But I just want to get into something that we spoke about. You know, when you get to know a guy or you're in a relationship with a guy, sometimes you don't like to tell him no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you think that they're not going to like you no more.
Mm-hmm.
Or you think that it ain't
going
to be the
same. That's the beginning stage. Yeah.
Like,
it's
but
stages.
See, that's a setup.
It is.
That's
it
a
is
setup.
Because it's going to set them to
thinking
always
you everything
expect that.
Yes.
Exactly.
Like Beyonce said, what she said? Yes to your number. And as soon as I say no, it's a problem.
Right.
No. Like, nobody got
exactly.
time for that. Like,
I realized that you got to set the rules in the beginning. Set the tone
exactly.
in the beginning.
And I'm kind of dealing with that right now. Like, just...
more wine.
No, yeah, but, we don't need it for
this. But seriously, one thing with men though, if you give them an inch, they're gonna take a full mile.
Exactly. Because I'm like this guy I'm kind of talking to him now, whatever. He's like, I kind of put it out there in the beginning, like, you know, I'm very busy. I'm in school. I have a kid. I work. I do hair. I do a lot of stuff. I have a social life. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's the thing about college school. People don't know how busy we are.
Exactly. So it's kind of like, oh, I want to see you. I'm like, okay, well, I'm doing the best I can with the times I'm
first
able
of all,
to see
you.
But
you told him all this in the beginning.
Exactly. So it's like, okay, I'm like, I'm not coming to see you when I get out of school, bruh. And I got to work at 6 in the morning.
Well, what am I getting out of that? Like, what am I getting out of that?
Exactly.
Though? Sometimes you got to be selfish with yourself and think sometimes. But I'm going to be honest. I wasn't always like that. I was like, growing up, I was kind of on the gullible side, like a little bit naive and stuff. I don't know if that's an age thing that everybody has to go through.
Right, it is.
But just people taking advantage of you and going through certain things kind of make you wise up, or well, if you can learn from your mistakes, you get what I'm saying. So
that's
kinda,
how I learned recently. You have to, like, even though it hurts sometimes, you have to go through it to learn.
Yeah.
Or else you just never know.
And you gotta learn to say no. And if he can't accept no,
I wouldn't put it as saying no. I wanna say when it all comes down to it, it's a part of learning to guard your heart.
No, but you know, just the simple thing, like, you know, like how you saying her exact situation, like, okay, I'm busy, I can't make it today. Some people would have broke their neck and they back to get to this person.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay,
y'all,
I'm here now.
Y'all, I swear to God, that's me. I said, y'all, like, literally, my ex lived 3 hours from me, and I would leave school 10 o'clock at night and drive up there.
Mm-mm.
And get back up 5 o'clock in the morning to get to work.
Oh,
3 hours?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes, that's.
But
right.
I just die right there. Yeah, that's.
And you know what? My thing was at the time, I felt like I was trying to prove that.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to prove you to be something that you don't even have to.
You shouldn't have to do that.
Automatically just see your worth.
And he could drive down here.
And it was
too.
Like
exactly.
A part of a 2-way street. It was a part of like, well, he had no cards.
Oh. There you go.
But it was like a part of like I wanted to see him. But you know, like looking back now, I don't know if it was I wanted the penis or I wanted to be with him. I don't know if it's,
it probably was probably a little bit both.
It probably was both. Yeah. You know what? You know, we were like really good friends in the mix. Like,
just wanting
together.
To be in his company, and you know, yeah.
And us women, we are
emotional.
We independent, but we can get lonely.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying. Sometimes loneliness can drive you to do
something. You know what? Honestly, I would say that's all an independent woman wants. All an independent woman, she can handle everything by herself. All she wants is a little intimacy and like
attention.
Just a little time from that man, that special man. That's literally all I ask for. And honestly, the most recent thing I have learned, if they can't give you that, that means it ain't for you.
Exactly.
Because that's not asking for too much. That's
exactly.
Just what I
they need to understand that.
Me asking for time.
But what
is
about
not a
somebody's
lot.
Giving you time but not giving you time? Do you get what I'm saying?
Like
that song,
just there,
the girl
just to
her
be there?
Focus. Mm-hmm. Like, you here, but you ain't paying me no attention.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I've been through
you
that.
Here, but you playing the game.
When I say time, I mean time.
Yeah. I've been through that. And, you know, the person going to tell me, oh, I drove all the way up here to see you. And I'm like, yeah, you was here. You know, oh, we got into this little disagreement or whatever, and we wasn't talking for a few hours while we was at dinner. But it's like, okay, you drove all the way here to see me. Yes, I appreciate that. But the whole time that you're here, you're in your phone, you're... And it's like you're on the phone doing important stuff. You're on group chat with your friends. You're on Snapchat. You're on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all of that stuff.
Phone
important
has destroyed
me.
Life.
Yes.
Like,
social
no,
media,
not social media.
Social media.
They like to say, oh, it's not the social media. It's the people.
No.
I understand that, but it's the social media.
It is.
Because anybody can get a good conversation phone.
Yeah.
I don't care like how boring that person is.
You could
is.
See
yeah.
something on social media
but
and then talk about it with
I'm
your
in a relationship.
You
I am in a relationship. And I see it both ways, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you get what I'm saying? I'm not married, but I've been with my boyfriend for 8 years. And people who like to press you, like, oh, why you ain't getting married? Or why? That's not for everybody.
Right.
First of all, your relationship is your relationship.
Exactly.
If you got going relationship, ain't nobody else's business.
Exactly.
Facts.
That's another thing, y'all. That's another thing I learned. Mm-hmm. Your relationship is your business.
Is your business.
Well, mm-hmm. people say, because a lot of times when you go to other people, it can change, alter your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And have you with thinking? And a lot of times,
don't got you.
Exactly. And sometimes misery loves company too.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta realize that sometimes too.
And it's even the smallest things is telling your friend, like, oh, yeah, I met this guy. And Yeah, we had sex. You got them negative and then it's like, oh, why you sleep with him already? But it's like because I'm grown and I wanted to. Or it's like, oh, don't sleep. You know, I'm going to his house. It's like, oh, well, why you going to his house? Oh, what y'all gonna do?
That's judgmental. Yeah, that's like, kiddie stuff, though.
If I wanted him to beat it down on the first night, he's gonna beat it down on the first night.
I would just hope my friend protect herself and be safe. Exactly. But that again, that's still not my business. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think that everybody needs someone to talk to, to, you know, unjudgmental. And not always try to be an like, I don't really care. You know, not to the point to where somebody gonna hurt themselves or something like that, but I really don't.
Because at the end of the day, we're all doing grown. Life.
Like,
it's not like we you know, I'm like your little 18-year-old sister, 16-year-old, and you like, no, that's not a good idea. Mm-hmm. Like, you, like, I'm like the person is a kid.
Gonna kill you.
We all the same, you know, 25, 26 and up in 30s, about to be 30. You know what I'm saying? So we all been through stuff. We all know right from wrong. You know what you need to do. And if you do the wrong thing, you had to learn from your mistakes. Point blank, period.
But I do know when people are from different walks of life and growing up differently, the thinking and the way you do things is totally different.
I think that in mind, I don't know if it's just me, but I love hanging out with people older than me.
Yeah,
me too.
I do. Women are mature. Yeah, that's why.
Women are mature, but simply still, women older than me, it's just like you can learn so much. Like they done been through what you've been through, or they're going through what you're going through, and it's just like y'all can help each other just grow.
Exactly. A lot of my friends are older.
I have met some immature, like, seriously, I'm only older people though. I get what you mean though.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm only 25 and. Mm-hmm. I look at people that's like maybe 1 year younger than me, and I'm like,
I'm not gonna lie, you're mature for your age, though. Yeah. Like, I would have never guessed that you was 25 years old. Like, I would have never guessed. I really thought you was up there with me and Boo Boo. Like, you get what I'm saying? I'm 31. I don't mind, I do hang out
with people older than me all the time. It's really a time when I, for some reason, all my friends are older than me, and the men I run to are always younger than me. Like,
no, see, that's backwards, boy.
Right.
Boy. I always end up talking to a dude younger than me. But I'm gonna tell you guys. I don't think I ever told y'all this story. I talked to one dude 35. You don't think I hit the jack, but I got somebody mature. And I went on a date with him, and he ordered my food. Y'all know what I did? I walked out the restaurant, and I never talked to him another day in my life.
Why, though?
He ordered your food.
What was wrong with him ordering your food? He took control or something? Wait, did he ask you, like,
no, he was ordering, and he said, first of all, we was at Fridays, and he was ordering off the endless appetizing me, which was fine with me. All right. I ain't a bougie person. I don't really care. But he ordered his food, and he hit me by the order. As soon as I opened my mouth, he was like, oh, the lady would have the boneless wings. First of all, I don't even eat boneless wings.
That
ain't gonna work with me.
If we discussed this prior, like, babe, let me try.
It wasn't even a babe, though. That was our second date.
Well, doing too much, being too controlling too early.
Yes.
That wouldn't have been an issue for me.
That's funny. I mean, I'm the type of person, my ex, like, we've been together for 4 years.
I would think that was sexy.
So, My ex been there for 4 years, so he know me.
Yeah, if you know me, you know what I like.
We done been through all of that. So he, like me, I can be a little feisty. I can be a little controlling, bossy, in a way. Because I'm so independent, but he knows how to handle me.
That's why I said
that dude,
sexy.
He didn't know how to handle me. So you can't come here and try to control me. Because my mindset, like, who you think you're trying to control like that?
Right.
That's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. And then you're going to order me something I don't even eat.
Exactly.
I'd say he could at least kind of like, babe, let me try to get your order for you.
Guess what? He ate that by himself.
Yeah. Did you leave when after you
I sure did.
She's mean. She said,
nah, F that. I'm out.
You know what? It's crazy because I'm only mean to men, though.
Back into the topic we were just talking about. The if you don't say no thing, because sometimes you just got to say. Even, like, sometimes you could want to be with the person, want to go see them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you got to fight against yourself and be like, nope.
Stay strong.
Nope.
That's how I be.
Because if he like you, he'll still be around.
Exactly.
Trust me.
A man will change you could and make you a priority break his if really
exactly.
He'll
still be with you. Exactly.
And it took me a while. It took me years to learn that, y'all. And I'm recently learning it. I've learned that.
If they like you, no matter what you do.
I told myself from now on, I would not go overboard for anybody anymore.
Me either. I'm not.
I just can't. No,
you know what I always say?
After what I've been through recently, I told myself, I'm going to learn to love myself. I'm going to learn to love Bree. Mm-hmm. I'm going to focus on Bree. I'm not putting my part in this men no more.
I've been preaching lately. This is what I've been living by. What can you do for me that I can't do for myself? Because I could pay my own bills. Mm-hmm. I could buy my own clothes. I could buy my own food. take my own trips. You know what I'm saying? What can you do for me that I can't do for myself? I can even, you know, I mean.
We got it.
Yeah. But it's like, but my whole thing is like, what can you do for me? What kind of value are you going to add to my life? Because if I'm going to sit up here and I'm going to, you know, come see you. Because
I'm bringing lots of.
Yes.
Lots of value to life.
Exactly. I'm gonna sit up here and I'm a jeopardize my sleep.
Women
bring so much to the table. Yes. I just wonder, like, what do men bring?
No,
to the
but
table
they always sleep? Want us to have a degree, have your life together, car, this, that, and they're not even a fraction
exactly.
of what you want them to be.
Like, do you have a degree?
But seriously, women bring so much to the table.
I'm just looking at social media. You see, guys, like, I don't want no lazy girl. I don't want this, but you don't look like you do anything all day.
Exactly.
Y'all. My recent ex didn't even know how to turn on the oven. Mm. I said, can you turn the oven for me so I can cook? I don't even like to cook. And he said, how do you do that? What? Like, what?
I just feel like...
But women do a lot, and I feel like I feel like women are very unappreciated.
By some guys. I'm not going to say it's all around.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to sound bitter.
Yeah, no, definitely
but
not.
Women do. I'm really big on, like,
I understand what you're saying, though.
I'm really big on women empowerment.
Yeah. No, because women, I think it's in our nature. We go hard. Like, it don't matter. It don't. People, like, even when you're in a relationship or as a mother,
it comes natural.
As a cousin, when people have issues, they always look to the lady to kind of solve it and get it right and fix it. It's like, shit is lost without us.
And it's like the man just like, all he is just the provider. It's like, let me finish. Because it's like, but I'm saying it's like evolution because back then back in the day, you used to have a lot of housewives. Now you got more independent women. So that's the point I'm leading to.
Look at us.
Men supposed to be providers.
Triple jobs.
That's what I'm saying. Men are supposed to be providers.
Supposed to be the provider.
And women are being a provider for ourselves these days. So it's like, really, what are y'all bringing to the table?
Exactly. Because I've been in a
relationship.
That's
a big question. I feel like we need to bring a man in this conversation one day.
Well, my last relationship, you know, I was the provider. I was everything. And I felt very used, taken advantage of. And I definitely was the person who was leaned on for everything. Oh, my car broke down. Can you come pick? No, my car broke down. Can you come pick Tyler up? I'll figure out how I'm going to get home.
So
that's
you
your
know
son.
Make sure
that's your son. At the end of the day, that's your son, too. Why do I have to jeopardize my...
Because if my car was broke, I still was going to find a way to
exactly.
get
exactly. I got to go to school. You want me to not go to school, be late for school, so I can come make sure you and him good. But that's your responsibility, too. You know what I'm saying? You're going to figure out how you're going to get home. You need to figure out how y'all going to get home.
As the man, he should be figuring out himself, not calling you.
Exactly. Anyway, that should be the last resort.
As the man.
Yeah. That should be the last resort.
I feel like... I don't know what
these guys do.
Men these days are. I feel like they're women.
They be crying and whining on social media all day. They want to be disrespectful, and they ain't got a pot to piss in.
In the window,
they look dirty
and looking for women to.
And y'all
want to
diss women all day. That's first of all.
But I mean, not to discredit, because you got some good men.
You do have some good men.
Yeah, I had a really good dude. But sometimes you just know that they're not the one. I felt like low key, like
I know I have a good man, so I know what it's like.
But see, you know he the one for you.
But I know I also had some bad experiences as well.
Yeah.
So
see, because
you
like,
gotta go through the bad.
But the last one, I just felt like, you know, you could tell when somebody not for you. And like, but to this day, me and him are still best friends. But I look back and I'm like, if I get a man like him and I know he the one for me, I'm gonna know to keep him around.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you know when you got a good man, you know when you don't.
Yeah, I'm kind of. I don't know.
So and sometimes you just starting out, you gotta still get.
And you know, a man will wear a mask and make you think.
My sister always told me, she said, wait 6 months before you actually give yourself feelings for a man. She said her male best friend always tell her that's the trial stage for a man.
Yep.
He gonna do what he gotta do to get to know you. And she said eventually the real him gonna come out. So you know, 6 months, you guard your heart as best as you can and let them bring the real themselves out.
It's so sad. It's a game.
It really is.
It sounds like a game. Like, but this is the way you have to do things nowadays. It's like, I just sometimes wish social media didn't exist, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Everybody
ex-
wanna.
You know,
fraud,
who everybody made the world this small.
Yeah.
You know, and
my
it's
most
just...
recent ex told me, he said, we was having a conversation about our breakup and stuff, and he basically said it's gonna be easier for me to move on and have sex than him, because he said a woman could call on a man anytime they want and they'll just come have sex, but he said with a female he would have to act like he got feelings for her and all that other stuff.
First of all, that's a dweeb.
Are you serious?
But I'm sorry, but because at the end of the day, a real nigga, a real guy,
he gonna let it be known.
They, it's not even that. They ain't got, they ain't gotta do all that. They ain't got to lie. Mm-hmm. They ain't got to play no games.
Or get in a whole relationship with somebody.
Yeah, just to get some pussy. Oh, I mean, excuse me, just to get some. Oh wow, I'll bleep that part out.
That means,
come on,
honestly,
like,
that means like
true,
that means you
that's
don't know
sad.
Nothing.
Exactly.
That means
that's
you don't know
sad,
nothing.
But
you,
yeah.
That means you're very
you
interested.
Tricking and you you mm-hmm.
playing with
people's
feelings.
People. Yeah.
You know what? It made me and just listen to that. I was like, did you do the
same
thing?
Thing
basically,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Guys are just like some. We are, like I said,
yo,
we not trying to
yes,
ask
yes.
Y'all men,
not
and we did say we are going to bring a guy sooner. You know, mm-hmm. Just give us a chance. But we are going to bring another point of view in here on certain topics. But
just
it's
like,
ridiculous right now, though.
Yeah, just talking about like just from a woman's perspective.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
and I'm sure we're not the only one to feel the same way we be talking about.
No.
So.
No.
Absolutely not.
That's what we
because then you want to know the crazy thing? I'm sorry, y'all. I keep going to something else, but I just want to say because then when you feel like, oh, I deserve this, I deserve. Oh, you conceded. Oh, you this type of
oh,
girl.
No, that's just
oh, you
know,
can't have no confidence.
You stand in front. You love
oh,
yourself.
Oh,
you
God
love
forbid
yourself,
you
know
love
what
yourself.
You want.
God forbid you know what you like. Oh my gosh, you're conceited.
I feel like sometimes men target women with low self esteem because
they got
they
low self esteem.
Yep.
They self see, you mm-hmm. know, that's a sign of low self esteem.
It's a sign of control.
Insecurity.
Well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They know those are the ones that they can control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish a nigga would try to control me.
Oh, they try.
Girl, bro.
They try. But see,
one
the crazy
point,
part
I thought
is,
it was cute. The crazy part is that's just go back to what we was talking about. Back then, you probably wouldn't say that. But because of what you've been through, you could say that.
Back then, I would say the same shit.
Okay.
Let me tell you, I used to think it was cute. I used to think it was
lie.
Cute. I think it make it
I was one
to
of
me a guy like you
to
more.
A certain extent.
But it's not cute. But I used to think that because I was young and gullible.
Yeah.
And I used to think, oh, if a guy like this you, or he aggressive, he really likes you. He really cares about you. But that's just signs for other things
yeah.
to come.
See,
mm-hmm.
but seriously,
first of all,
the
abuse,
sad part about it is I've never
that.
Really done relationships. That's the sad part. I've only been in like 3.
Well, that's good because you're still young.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
not bad.
Were there long relationships?
Well, the first one, I don't even count. It was high school.
Okay.
So
see, I've been in a couple of relationships, okay?
But the the second one was the 4-year,
mm-hmm.
and then this one was the recent one.
Yeah. Well, this that's one it. Was my longest relationship ever. We've been together for...
Y'all
years,
probably messed with it all. But
years.
That's the thing. That's what people need to realize, though. It's not
but
good that she's not good
I ain't
going
to get too much in it and into this because this is another topic, too. But what I am going to say is it's scary. It's scary when you meet a guy and you don't have to worry about no women. You ain't never have no issues. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you go
like,
looking
what?
For it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you really be like, no, you hiding it.
Mm-hmm.
You some. So we so... You know, we gotta get our mind to there. All you see how we
so conditioned to think
yes.
that every man, every
yes.
nigga is a dog.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Yeah.
It's, but it's based on your past experiences.
Yeah.
I can truly say I don't run into those issues, but I will still check.
Mm-hmm.
I will still act. If you don't answer the phone, I'm still like, why you answer the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Like you know, you understand.
Mm-hmm.
But still, because
mm-hmm.
it's just so scary. I can't see myself like just putting my all in. You know, my all is into the person, but. Not to the fact that way I feel like everything will be over if we over
mm-hmm.
because I just feel like I don't want to be disappointed.
That just
yeah.
goes
you know?
That goes into Rashida and Kirk like this one been for
no
the
she out of line.
But
I'm sorry, I'm about to judge.
No, seriously, I think she need to be done with him. But for her to have been with him that long,
mm-hmm.
I'm
it's
about
like,
to judge.
I feel like she, I feel like she don't know how to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Sis, Rashida,
but she need to
she
leave.
Is.
But she need to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like she. I don't know if she feel like
she don't
know
even put him on punishment long enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's my issue. It's okay.
He don't take us seriously. That's one thing.
Because back to what I just said, she don't even put him on punishment.
She don't
long
stand
enough.
Her ground.
He's back in the house. He's at the park with the baby. Now I know the baby ain't got nothing to do with this, but it's just like you cross all
mm-hmm.
lines.
That should have been every reason.
Boy, you
first
dusty
she
boy.
I think what did it though is when his mother passed away. So it's kind of for that. I think she was kind of standing
yes,
her ground. Then
but
when that
still,
tragedy happened, nope. then she kind of felt like.
Don't fall for it, Rashida. And see, it was, like, crazy because I felt like she was, like... I know she wasn't going to leave, but for her to have stand her ground on it and left him alone and stuff. But then, y'all, I saw one episode. I mean, I don't even watch it like that because I feel like it's stupid. Like, just looking at that, I feel like it's not setting a good example for women or whatever. But the episode where she was like putting tape all through the house. Y'all seen that? But she's stepping in the house.
I just,
you look stupid. That this was for the show. Reason.
He knew he was coming back home. That's why he popped up. See, a bitch like me would have still been like,
why you here?
Where you going?
Right. Why you here?
Like, I would have been mad. She like, oh, my son,
because the sun was right there. So.
We could, I don't care. I by this time, right, the sun know a new baby popped up out the blue. This is why I'm mad.
And, right. And, like, and my stomach wasn't big, obviously.
I right. just feel like, Like, I just feel like he just crossed all
and
the
it's the
lines.
Second time
like,
that he's disrespectfully publicly.
But first of all,
the girl been popping up on Rashida.
Right.
First of all, she should have left him alone anyway when he did a paternity test on that baby. That means he already, at that time, he already knew he had another
the
baby.
The girl said he was there for the delivery. Mm-hmm. He was there.
That's what I'm saying.
Until
when he's cotton swabbed the baby to do that, that means he already knew he had another baby on the way. That was his way of saying it. Because a lot of times,
facts.
If a man,
I didn't even think about
if a man is insecure, that means it's because he's doing
of what
something.
He's doing. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to get to watch her shows like that. It's what,
no, I watched that.
Okay, so did you see recently where they went away? Rashida threw something in
to the,
Texas.
Yeah.
She opened
her
new shop.
Opening.
The girl comes there. What the hell you want to talk to me
but
so bad?
But I love
that well.
The way Rashida,
she Rashida
did,
but
so
I just
well.
Want to know, why are you following me around the world?
She thinks she owes her
talk to me.
An apology.
No, you don't.
You
didn't
you don't
say,
owe me an
oh,
apology.
When y'all was in the bed together, Rashida was not thought of.
Exactly.
So can you please leave me alone?
The girl exactly. feel like she owe Rashida an apology?
Yeah, she keeps saying, oh, I just feel like I owe you an apology.
And Rashida was like,
she like, I don't, okay, you apologize and now what?
Spice
when she popped up at oh. something else before that, I think it was Jock.
She gotta stop.
She popped up at Jock's grand
mm-hmm.
opening for his salon.
She gotta stop though.
Yeah, but Rashida shut her ass
like
down.
A on camera, so I'm just gonna.
But Rashida be handling it so well. But like, I feel like something need to happen, Rashida, because this girl keep popping up. You need to.
But she, I think by this time,
yeah, she got.
I think
hint.
She got the message mm-hmm. not to. Pop up on Rashida because, like you said, Rashida made her feel this little.
Yep.
You could tell she felt.
Tell
like,
that last time when she
yes
when it was
when
in
she
Texas.
Popped up in Texas
because she like okay you apologize and now
what?
Now
she
what
said
do you want?
She said
we're gonna be friends. Like
but she was like the thing that got her the most was she went to social media with it or something. Like
she
yeah,
posted
she
a picture
bras,
of her son,
of Rashida's son, and
mm-hmm.
she just was messy and
but
she's still being.
I
messy.
Will say, but she did handle that really well. I had respect for her on that part.
She did because I would smack fire out shorty. Get out my face with all that, because it's nothing even
and see,
talk
I feel
about.
Like Rashida's like, she not about to fight over no man.
Mm-hmm.
I would, because I mean. It's not just a man.
It's her
we already went through,
right.
and it's not even, you know, I'm not saying don't take it out on him too, but it's like, you know, who in the world don't know?
Right.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Now you want to be this innocent, like, since get out my face, because I feel like
you,
it's like a slap in the face.
Uh-huh.
Would you still want to keep following me around and being in my presence? Because any woman know how hard that is to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
Any woman know how hard it is to even look at you.
Exactly.
And you keep looking for me, I'm going to give you a reason why you're looking for
exactly.
me. So, I commend Rashida. Because Shorty wouldn't have got that reaction out of me.
But they said she classy. That was very classy.
Well, yeah. Shorty would have got bust upside her head. Like,
yeah.
Don't come to me. Stop following me.
But
it's
I think,
not even that.
But
you're
Spice,
following me.
Spice is like, uh-uh.
Facts,
like,
Spice.
But I think that because the way she handled it was even more like... It was like
that girl
it was even probably more like powerful than her fighting her, putting her hands on her. Like the way she just handled her and
I
made her feel
nice.
Like that.
I feel like
that small.
I think
it
fighting.
Was nice.
I feel like her fighting the girl was expecting that. She wasn't expecting Rashida to come
yeah.
at her like that.
She probably felt
I
like
just feel
she
like
was
my
more.
Patience. Like I,
yeah.
I think she did it right. I think everything y'all saying
I think this is
right.
Because it's the first
behind
time she actually
face.
Popped up and seen her.
But I keep hearing around town, you talking to my mother. I'm already
yeah.
embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
You telling my mother that that's
show.
The
truth.
Yeah, she told her mother
yes.
that was the baby, that Kurt was the father.
Yeah,
before
she even
got
a chance
to
tell,
her.
She popped
mm-hmm.
up at her shop.
At her store.
Like, mm-hmm. you just doing, like, way too
much. But my thing
much.
Is, I mean, y'all, I just have zero respect for Kurt.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been stopped liking Kurt.
Why would you do that?
When he cheated on her the first time, when they was at that cabin with Bobby Valentino.
I want to look and see if he's still a boy.
It is a flash on.
Okay. Yeah, Bobby Valentino, you said? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he was disrespectful
inside. When he cheated
of that
on her
thing.
That first time.
That's crazy, like. But, yeah. It's just like, you know what? It's just so much to talk about, girl. I mean, when I say I will be going on and on and on and
yeah.
in and in and in. But this is like what's
to
come.
Come.
Like,
yes.
mm-hmm. wait, much more. We're going to be doing current events, things that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to try to get something out what, every other week?
At least starting off like once a month.
Once
for now.
Just said once a month.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay, okay. You're right. We, you know, we not be realistic.
Not to overpromise and underdeliver. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Just she right.
Once a month, because you know we all got stuff going on. You busy about to be lives. On vacation for like 6 months, Cancun. <You're stupid. laughs>
I gotta go
on
the field for 3 weeks.
You know, yeah. So. Yeah,
and I'm about to go to, you know, I got a couple of out of town things I got.
All right, so basically, this is what we want y'all to do. If send us some topics, comment
on what you thought, yeah, like, on our thoughts, and do you think the same thing, or what do you think?
Yeah, let us know how y'all feel about these niggas that be wearing a mask, and you got to wait 6 months, and then you got to wait 6 months for them to take their mask off.
Yes.
Okay.
That's gonna be our next conversation based on what y'all say.
Yeah. And our cosmetology students, please keep going.
Yes.
I know it's hard. Don't give up. It's a real degree, sis. This ain't no play.
Don't let nobody tell you that
it's really better than a degree. Cause guess what? Yes. Sis ain't even got a degree and she ain't even using it.
Listen, you go hard. Go hard. At the end, just don't give up. I don't care if your graduation day keep getting pushed back.
Keep
don't
going.
Give up.
Keep going.
And I try to tell like younger girls that's in school now with us. You know, they'd be like, "Oh, I'm so proud of them." I'm telling them, like, "You have to keep 21. Going."
No, but seriously, the thing about it is, it's like you so tired, but you still come here. You wasting your time. Like, you quit. You just wasted all
exactly.
that time.
Don't waste.
You
your
don't
time.
Know how good it feels when you be like, it's like a full sigh of relief when you get done. They do the clap out
accomplishment,
and you get done, and you like, I really did it. Like, I kept going. I didn't quit. And you, it means just a good feeling. Like versus you. Going and then, cause most time that people quit, they come back.
Mm-hmm.
They come back, and now you sit here where you could have been done graduated.
Yeah, you could have been done. Could have been making this, getting this bag. Cause we trying to get this bag, y'all.
I pushed my graduation date out 5 months, but did Brie give up?
Nope.
I mean, life happens though, and that's the thing about it. Like, we all adults, so life happens. Things happen. If you have to drop, if something happened,
but still don't give up.
Don't give up. Come back. You know what I'm saying? You wasted time, and most importantly, you wasted your money.
Mm-hmm. And you can do so much with cosmetology, so don't just think hair.
Seriously, because
she don't even like hair. What
I
you
don't
like
hair. I want to do waxing.
She want to be aesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can do that. You need to talk to the lady that wax, that do the wax, because that's what she do.
Which lady was?
The lady that I be going to get my waxes that you never booked your appointment with.
I'm going to book it.
Whatever. But that's what she does. She does wax. She's a waxologist and she does makeup.
Because I was going to get into it. Like, because I'm honestly, when I got my degree, certificate. The certificate was, you not only got the cosmetology certificate, but you actually got a whole dermatological certificate.
Oh,
and I feel like that was really good because that shows that you can be an esthetician.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, it was specifically
a nail
certificate
tech as well.
For...
It was separate.
It was a separate certificate saying you got Dermalogica. And Dermalogica is a big skincare brand.
Yes.
I was very excited about that. Mm-hmm. So it was like a whole separate, like, as if I went to aesthetic school or something.
Right.
So I was really excited about
It's so much you can do. And I'm just grateful that I finally decided to go back to school and get it done. And now I'm almost done. And just doing hair so much this last month, I've been grinding.
Honestly, this has been my most busiest month.
Honestly, a lot of times, it's too.
Did you download that app I told you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see how it's showing you how much money you made and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. The good thing about it is, like, with cosmetology school, like, I have... Like, we all have degrees. I have a whole business degree, but...
I don't have a degree.
Oh, you know? Mm-mm. Shit, you would think you did.
I do. And guess what? I don't even use it. But I will.
And once I mean, I use mine, but simply, it's like having that cosmetology license and stuff. It's like a whole separate feeling. Like, I feel like it's one thing to be working at 9 to 5, but it's another when you know you got something on the side and you can do a lot more than of what you like.
I just grew up differently. Like, you understand?
I like the corporate world.
A lot of my family members didn't go to college.
Mm-hmm.
That was not really a thing. I come from Best Stuy, Brooklyn, New York. This is, like, me just stepping up and doing great and just stepping out of my comfort zone, moving somewhere else is, like...
still doing well.
Dramatic. Yeah. But, yeah, that's just, like, dramatic. People I know, they still haven't came and visited me because... They just think something of down south. So I'm just happy I move. I'm happy I'm an individual.
Yeah.
And I follow what I feel like.
Follow your own.
Not what I think is cool. Not what I think is popular. Right. But what's best for me. So.
And the good part about it is we all are good at it.
Yep.
And if you're not good at it, it's going
to
teach you to
school
be good at it.
Taught me to be good at it. Because remember, I couldn't even flat iron. I was back there like, how you flat iron?
I honestly didn't even know what a blowout was. Like, seriously, what? I didn't know to use the comb in how flat iron. I didn't even know that, seriously.
She used to do the little curves back there. I was like, how you get that curve like
you
that?
You got
to
flick like, that wrist, girl.
All I knew was braiding when I went to Calvin Tyson School. Yeah. I didn't know nothing else, seriously.
I mean, I could do sewings and stuff like that and make wigs.
I could do it, but I wasn't as good as
I wasn't good, yeah. And, you know, so that just goes to show that don't go to conference house. Don't think like, oh, I don't know how to do hair. That you gotta be going there.
Yeah. And know how to do. Because you honestly, and I would it's say the basics. Thing, but that's another thing important. Too. That's another thing too about being intimidated by other women and stuff. So I went to conference school. I was a little intimidated because I was the only one in the class that didn't. Everybody in the class had already worked in the shop or something.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And they already knew how to do hair when they came. All I knew was braiding when I first got to college school. And I felt like, oh, shoot, I should have known
and
how
look
to
at
do
Delmi.
Something.
Delmi ain't know how to do nothing.
She didn't. She didn't.
And she be hooking it up.
She's
great
killing.
At clipper cuts.
She be clipping.
And color. And the color.
Delmi
yes.
Killing them colors.
Oh, sis, I got to show you. I got to show you the transformation I did this week, y'all. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. The hair?
It can't, yes. It came out so well. So school
it looked
is
like
so
a real
important. Hair. Yeah, school, and then it don't look like that brassy, mm-hmm. ugly blonde. It
and
just,
I would say this: you can learn a lot from YouTube, but it's like one thing you watch YouTube and be in school.
School,
you know,
yeah, the combination of two.
Yes,
perfect. Yes.
Between what they showing you and the
because
real way
on YouTube,
it,
you they just showing
you
the
technique.
But mm-hmm. in school, you're learning.
You get the fundamentals
actually,
and
yeah,
the right way.
The right way to do
and
it.
When
you
put
know how
together,
to apply both of them. You know why you're doing this versus that. You know the whys behind what you're doing. So that's
and it makes
the
difference.
Yeah.
Because sometimes if you don't know why you're doing it, you think mm-hmm. you skip over there like, I don't know. But and then come out crazy, you don't understand. But
you
once
you
go
why,
to school,
yeah.
you know, like, okay, I wasn't supposed to. Like, we're putting hair color on. Do not put on that scalp because before mm-hmm. you know it, that scalp gonna be
first
bright.
All, you
your tips
on,
gonna be
first
dark.
Of all, you don't even put on the root though.
That's what I'm saying. The roots.
Yep.
Don't do that. Do that last. So just like little tips that you mm-hmm. should know.
And you know what? People that color hair, they don't even know. Like it's so much to color. You got formulas.
Yeah,
like, it's
formulas.
So, color.
So look,
color wheel.
I G the girl. Oh. Let me not say G because since you probably watching this, I ain't G. But oh no, what Ms. Johnson told us, like I took that and put it into my business. You have to pay attention to what your instructors and stuff give mm-hmm. you.
Customized.
Yes. Yep. So the color I did Saturday morning was a custom color. So she was like, oh, I know people gonna be asking me like, what color is this? Can I get this? I said, well, you can send them to me, but I would never give nobody your color.
Right.
That's your formula. That's your combination. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can probably get something a little similar.
Right.
But this is the Nikki color. And she just was like, very ecstatic. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, because nobody mm-hmm. gonna have this. Like, yes.
It's crazy because yes. you, like, listening mm-hmm. to the custom, like, when you get your clients and you listen to them, you can tell when your teacher's been in the industry for so long because mm-hmm. the clients say exactly what the teachers be saying mm-hmm. and they gonna say in class and stuff. It's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So, as you can see, we got lots and lots and lots,
lots.
And lots.
Yes.
Too much. We got a lot of videos.
Too much for one video.
We're going to have different... Well, we have another young
another,
lady that will be talking with us the majority of the time as well. She's married, so it's good to get, like, different point of views of different people
married,
in the background.
Relationship, single,
right, single
situations,
right.
Whatever.
Yes, yes. We want.
I don't know what category I fall in.
Shit. Y'all tell
single.
Us. Okay, yeah. You let us know after you get to know
I
us.
I can't wait for y'all to see this upcoming topic that we're going to be talking about.
Yes, and you know, as you can tell, we kind of dipping.
Yeah,
but we're going to be
all over the place.
Because this lead to that lead to that.
Exactly.
But that lead,
everything
you know,
leads to something.
Yeah, but if y'all really want us to touch on a specific topic, get at us, let us know. And again, we'll be talking about different current events, stuff that's going on, fashion, mm-hmm. Just a lot
everything.
Of things. So definitely we're looking forward to you guys' feedback and mm-hmm. Just even if you got any constructive criticism, like we're definitely open to that. You know, you can never know too much. You could just
yeah.
And even if you have wine suggestions.
Yes.
Wine because suggestions. This
yes.
is
all about the wine.
This is sipping wine.
Sipping wine.
Inside a woman's mind.
Yes. Sipping wine.
So when you're watching this, make sure you have your wine. Glass of wine.
Wine.
Yes, so today, what was that wine again? Let's recap.
Actually,
let's give us a toast. We need to toast out, but
yes.
we need a refill for that. Because we got a little bit more to finish talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. We ain't trying to hold y'all for the rest of the night.
Yeah, we got something to talk about off camera.
The entertainment.
Yeah.
Y'all know we should go live one time.
We'll go live.
They got YouTube lives now, y'all know
that? Yeah, I have seen that. Mm-hmm. They got YouTube live, so definitely. So we want to just... We just want this to be fun. We don't want it to be nothing. We just want to just opinion, yeah, everyday woman talking, not scripted.
It's really just, like, just connecting.
It's facts.
Exactly.
Because women don't do that enough. We don't boost it. Okay, that's another topic. All right, you see, here we go. Here we go. Stay tuned. Okay,
it's so much that goes through a woman's mind.
Yes.
So much on
it's a sipping wine.
Sipping wine inside a woman's mind.
Episode
y'all
one.
Y'all know I was about to tell. Like, I was about to take a shot.
Sis, don't do the wine.
That was good.
This is the first episode. Y'all, we should try to do...